Madhyalila, Chapter 22. Glory, glory to Lord Chaitanya, who is an ocean of mercy. Glory to the handsome son of Sachi and Jagannath Mishra. Glory, glory to Sachi's son, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. By giving it the holy name of Lord Krishna, Lord Chaitanya has made this world fortunate and glorious. Accompanied by Nityananda and Gadadhar, Lord Chaitanya enjoyed pastimes in Navadvip. After striking Devananda with a stick of his words, Lord Chaitanya returned to his home. Devananda Pandit returned to his home. Because of bad association, he was now unhappy. Even though the people may think them pious and saintly, persons like Devananda are not qualified to stand before Lord Chaitanya. Only by the mercy of a Vaishnav can one attain Lord Chaitanya. If a person has no love and devotion, his austerities and japa will not help him attain the Lord. Even if he has attained Lord Krishna's mercy, a person who offends a Vaishnav is stopped from attaining ecstatic love for Lord Krishna. I do not speak these words. They are the Veda's words. Sachi's son proved that they are true. Mother Sachi, in whose womb Lord Chaitanya descended to this world, once offended a Vaishnav. Lord Chaitanya destroyed her offense, taught her, and gave her the gift of ecstatic spiritual love. Please carefully hear this story. By hearing it, one's offenses to Vaishnavs are destroyed. One day, handsome, fair-limbed Lord Chaitanya rose and then sat down on the throne of Lord Vishnu. Placing on his lap his Shalagram Shila forms, Lord Chaitanya happily manifested his transcendental glories. He said, "I am Krishna, come to the Kali Yuga. I am Narayan. I am Ramachandra, who bridged the ocean. I slept in the milk ocean, then Nara's loud calls broke my sleep. I am here to freely distribute pure spiritual love and pure devotional service. Ask for a boon. Ask for a boon, Srivas." Seeing that Lord Chaitanya was now openly manifesting his glories, Nityananda held a great parasol over the Lord's head. On the left, Gadadhar held betel nuts. In the four directions, the devotees waved chamaras. Lord Chaitanya freely distributed pure devotional service. He gave many boons. He gave whatever the devotees desired. Someone said, "My father is sinful at heart. Please make his heart good. That will be a great relief to me." Some asked blessings for their teachers, some for their students, some for their children, and some for their wives. They asked whatever they wished. Lord Chaitanya granted whatever was asked. Smiling, he gave everyone the gift of pure love and pure devotion. Saintly Srivas said, "Lord, to your mother, please give the gift of ecstatic love for Lord Krishna. Everyone wants you to give her that gift." Lord Chaitanya said, "Srivas, I will not give it. To her, I will not give ecstatic love for Lord Krishna. She offended a Vaishnav, therefore she cannot have ecstatic love for Lord Krishna." Eloquent Srivas said again, "Lord, these words will make us all leave our bodies. You are her son. You entered her womb. Why is she not qualified to attain ecstatic love for Lord Krishna? Your mother is everyone's life. She is the mother of all the worlds. Lord, please give up your tricks and illusions and give her ecstatic love for Lord Krishna. Lord, you are her son, and therefore she is also the mother of us all. How can a mother offend her son? That is my opinion. If she has offended a Vaishnav, then please be kind and break her offense into pieces." Lord Chaitanya said, "I have the power to teach her, but I have no power to break apart her offense to a Vaishnav. Only the offended Vaishnav can forgive the offense. Only then is the offense destroyed. You know how Durvasa's offense to Maharaj Ambarish was finally destroyed. My mother offended Nara. Only when Nara forgives her will she attain the mercy that gives ecstatic love for Lord Krishna. When she takes the dust of Advaita's feet and places it on her head, then, by my order, my mother will attain ecstatic love for Lord Krishna." Then everyone went to Advaita and told him all that Lord Chaitanya had said. Hearing these words, Advaita remembered Lord Vishnu and said, "You all want to take away my life." Through Sachi's womb, Lord Chaitanya entered this world. She is my mother. I am her son. It is I who should take the dust of Mother Sachi's feet. I do not understand even a single sesame seed of her power and glory. Mother Sachi is the personification of devotional service to Lord Vishnu. She is the mother of the worlds. How can you talk the way you have done? Even a person who, thinking it an ordinary material word, speaks the word Ai, meaning mother, the power of that word Ai is such that the speaker will no longer suffer. Mother Sachi is Goddess Ganga. They are not different. Mother Sachi is Devaki and Yashoda. That is the nature of Mother Sachi. After speaking the truth about Mother Sachi, Advaita entered an ecstatic trance and fell to the ground. He was not in external consciousness. Aware that this was her opportunity, Mother Sachi came and placed the dust of Advaita's feet on her head. Mother Sachi is a great Vaishnavi. She is pure devotional service personified. She had the power to hold Lord Chaitanya in her womb. When she took the dust from Advaita's feet, Mother Sachi became overwhelmed and fell to the ground. She was no longer in external consciousness. The Vaishnavas called out Jai, Jai, Hari. They made a great tumult of chanting Lord Chaitanya's names. By Mother Sachi's power, Advaita was not in external consciousness. By Lord Advaita's power, Mother Sachi was not in external consciousness. They were both overwhelmed by each other's power. Meanwhile, the circle of Vaishnavas chanted Hari, Hari. Sitting on the deity's throne, Lord Chaitanya smiled and laughed. Pleased, he said to his mother, "Now you may have pure devotion to Lord Vishnu. Your offense to Advaita is no more." Hearing these merciful words from the Lord's graceful mouth, everyone called out Jai, Jai, Hari. Making an example of Mother Sachi, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the teacher of all, taught everyone to carefully avoid offending Vaishnavas. If even a person equal to Lord Shiva offends a Vaishnava, the offender will perish. This the scriptures say. They who will not follow these instructions and blaspheme good people are sinners. They will suffer birth after birth. What to speak of others? Even Lord Chaitanya's own mother was punished for offending a Vaishnava. In truth, Mother Sachi had not committed any offense. Still, Lord Chaitanya said that she had. Why do the people call him Advaita? Why did Sachi, displeased, call him Dvaita? Now I will tell this story. Please listen carefully. This is related to the story of Vishvarupa. Saintly Vishvarupa was Lord Chaitanya's elder brother. Handsomeness like his was difficult to find in all the worlds. He was very powerful and glorious. He was learned in all the scriptures. He was very saintly and peaceful. His body was not different from Lord Nityananda's body. The people in Navadvip could not even understand his very learned lectures. One day, Jagannath Mishra went to a meeting of pundits, and his very handsome son, Vishvarupa, followed behind him. Jagannath Mishra entered the assembly of Bhattacharyas. Seeing Vishvarupa, the whole assembly was filled with wonder. Handsome, all-powerful Vishvarupa, who was Lord Nityananda himself, stole the hearts of everyone there. One Bhattacharya asked, "What are you studying?" Vishvarupa replied, a little of everything." Thinking him only a child, no one said anything more. Only Jagannath Mishra became unhappy to hear that arrogant reply. As they walked home on the path, Jagannath Mishra rebuked Vishvarupa. "Rascal, why did you not tell the assembly what books you study? You acted as if you were more learned than everyone else. Now the others will mock me and embarrass me." Very angry with his son, the very generous and fortunate Jagannath Mishra walked home. Returning to the assembly, smiling Vishvarupa said to the Bhattacharyas, "You did not ask me any questions. Now my father is punishing me. In my heart is the thought that you should ask me questions. All of you please gather together and ask me questions. Smiling, one Bhattacharya asked, Listen, child, please tell a little of what you studied today. Lord Vishwarupa explained a sutra. In their hearts, everyone decided that his explanations were very good. Everyone said, You explained the sutra well. Lord Vishwarupa replied, You did not understand anything of it. Now I will tear my own explanation into pieces. Explaining again, he refuted all he had just proved. Wonder entered everyone's hearts. Three times he refuted his explanations, and three times he refuted the refutations, and re-established the original premise. He is very, very intelligent, everyone said. Still, bewildered by Lord Vishnu's illusory potency, no one there could understand Vishwarupa's true identity. In this way, Vishwarupa stayed in Navadvip. Seeing the people empty of devotion to the Lord, he was not happy. The whole world was intoxicated by material things. No one understood the glories and auspiciousness of devotion to Lord Vishnu. They lost great wealth on festivals for their children and others. No one was aware of worship offered to Lord Krishna or the religion of devotion to Lord Krishna. The learned teachers lectured on material logic. None of them knew anything about devotion to Lord Krishna or worship of Lord Krishna. If someone lectured on Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam, he would not say anything about devotional service. His explanations were all dry. Not hearing descriptions of devotional service anywhere, Lord Vishwarupa became very unhappy. The lion who bears the name Advaita and who is full of Lord Krishna's powers lectured on Yoga Vishishta, but his explanations were all about devotional service. Who could understand Advaita's explanations? Advaita was the foremost of the Vaishnavas in Nadia. Looking in the four directions, Vishwarupa felt unhappy at heart. Only in Advaita did he find the happiness of pure love for Lord Krishna. Vishwarupa always stayed with Advaita. Accompanied by Vishwarupa, Advaita happily tasted the mellows of pure devotion. At this time, Lord Chaitanya was still a small boy. His limbs were fair and handsome. His hair was gracefully curly. His charming form stole everyone's heart. Mother Sachi would tell him, Vishvambar, quickly go, call your brother and bring him home. On his mother's order, Lord Chaitanya would run to Advaita's home. There, Advaita sat, surrounded by many devotees. Srivas and many other great souls were there. Lord Chaitanya would say, Brother, come home and eat rice. Don't delay. Smiling and smiling, the Lord would speak these words. Lord Chaitanya stole the hearts of everyone. They all gazed at the very handsome form of a lord. Completely enchanted, Advaita gazed at the Lord. Forgetting everything, he gazed at the Lord's face. In this way, on the pretext of calling for Vishwarupa on their mother's order, Lord Chaitanya came there every day. Gazing at Lord Chaitanya, Advaita thought in his heart, This very handsome boy has stolen my heart. This person who now enchants me must be my Lord. Who else has the power to steal my heart? That is what my heart now thinks. Understanding Advaita's thoughts, Lord Chaitanya, who is the Supersoul in the hearts of all beings, quickly returned to his home. Rejecting material pleasures, Vishwarupa stayed always with Advaita. Vishwarupa's story was elaborately told in the Adi Kanda. In the form of Lord Nityananda, Vishwarupa enjoyed limitless pastimes. The incarnations of the Supreme Lord know the Supreme Lord's will very well. After some days, Vishwarupa accepted sannyas. Known in this world by the name Shankararanya, he was the foremost of Vaishnavas. He walked on the path of the limitless Supreme Lord. Accepting a sannyasi's danda, he traveled about. Mother Sachi's heart was always broken with grief. Becoming thoughtful, Sachi decided in her heart, Advaita made my son leave home. Afraid to offend a Vaishnav, Mother Sachi said nothing. In her heart, she was very unhappy. Looking at Lord Chaitanya, Mother Sachi forgot her grief. The Lord made his mother's happiness grow. After some days, by divine arrangement, Lord Chaitanya manifested his true nature. Then he always enjoyed pastimes with Advaita. Neglecting Goddess Lakshmi and leaving the happiness of his own home, Lord Chaitanya stayed at Advaita's home. Seeing that her son no longer stayed at home, Mother Sachi thought, "Advaita will take my son away." Unhappy, she told everyone, "Who says he is Advaita? That Vaishnav is Dvaita, full of duplicity. He has already driven away one moon-like son. Now he will not leave my other son alone. I am a helpless widow. No one is kind to me. To the world he is Advaita, but to me he is Dvaita Maya, full of duplicity." This was the entirety of her offense. There was nothing more than that. Because of this offense, Lord Chaitanya would not give his mother devotional service. A person who calls one Vaishnav a big Vaishnav and another Vaishnav a little Vaishnav may be peaceful and happy for now, but for how long will he remain peaceful and happy? On the pretext of rebuking his mother, Lord Chaitanya, the supreme teacher, Siksha Guru, taught everyone to carefully avoid offending a Vaishnav. Anyone who jumps over lion-like Lord Chaitanya's order and foolishly offends a Vaishnav will be punished for his offense. Please give me your attention and hear why Lord Chaitanya spoke as he did. Lord Chaitanya knows everything that happens in all three phases of time, past, present, and future. He knows that in the future some demonic people will serve Lord Advaita. They will refer to Lord Advaita by the name Sri Krishna. In this way, they will reject the words of the true Vaishnavas. These sinners will thus disobey the devotees who affirm that Advaita is the greatest Vaishnava. Many persons will consider themselves the followers of Lord Advaita, but they will not have the power to see how in the future they will be punished. Lord Chaitanya, the crest jewel of they who know everything, knew all this. Therefore, he did something to try to stop this from happening. By punishing his mother, Lord Chaitanya showed the result that comes from offending Lord Advaita or any other Vaishnav. No one can protect a person who has offended a Vaishnav. Therefore, one should avoid persons who offend Vaishnavs. One should avoid an offender, even if the offender is otherwise very qualified. A little association with an offender will make one fall down. Who has the power to understand why the Lord gives punishment? By punishing his mother, he taught everyone. Anyone who blasphemes they who use the word Vaishnav to address Lord Advaita will be punished. He will perish. Lord Chaitanya is the supreme personality of Godhead, the master of all. To be called his follower is very great praise. Without any intention to deceive, Lord Chaitanya openly said that Lord Nityananda is the supreme personality of Godhead himself. By Lord Nityananda's mercy, I know Lord Chaitanya. By Lord Nityananda's mercy, I know the Vaishnavas. By Lord Nityananda's mercy, offenses are destroyed. By Lord Nityananda's mercy, one attains devotion to Lord Vishnu. Blasphemy directed to Lord Nityananda's servants never enters my mouth. Day and night I happily sing Lord Chaitanya's glories. I carefully serve Lord Nityananda's devotees. Lord Chaitanya is the life and wealth of Lord Nityananda's servants. A person who has only a little good fortune will not become Lord Nityananda's servant, for Lord Nityananda's servant is able to see Lord Chaitanya. Anyone who hears this story of Lord Vishwarup becomes a servant of the limitless Supreme Personality of Godhead. He feels that Lord Nityananda is his very life. Lord Nityananda and Lord Vishwarup do not have different bodies. This Mother Sachi knew. Some other great souls also knew. Glory to Lord Nityananda, who takes shelter of Lord Chaitanya. Glory, glory to Lord Nityananda, who is thousand-faced Anantashesh. O Lord Nityananda, O King of Gaudadesh, glory to you. Who can attain Lord Chaitanya without first attaining your mercy? Anyone who loses Lord Nityananda will not be happy in this life. Will I someday see Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, and their associates all together in one place? Lord Chaitanya is my master. With great faith and hope, I meditate on him within my heart. I bow down before Lord Advaita's feet. I pray that he will always be dear to me and that he will always stay in my thoughts. Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda are my life and soul. I, Vrindavan Das, humbly offer this song at their lotus feet.